Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Increasing cloudiness tonight, a slight chance of rain, lows near 60. Full forecast details are coming up. The village of Mount Pleasant approached the Racine Water Utility about a water supply to land that could be the location for Foxconn's manufacturing campus. There was a closed session of the Racine Waterworks Commission on future infrastructure needs to support growth-related development prior to an open session consideration of an agreement between the two municipalities for the utility to prepare a Lake Michigan diversion application to the DNR. The Biz Times quotes General Manager Keith Haas as saying the diversion would involve roughly 1,772 acres east of I-94, south of Highway 11, and north of Highway KR, which is part of the Des Plaines River watershed. Haas said it could be 12 months for DNR approval, depending on the level of review, with Mount Pleasant paying for the application and related studies, up to a reported $175,000 coming from a future tax incremental financing district. Waukesha-based Rootkirk and Milkey was approved by the Waterworks Commission to provide expertise related to the Foxconn project.
As negotiations continue between Racine County Economic Development Corporation and Foxconn, likely we will be tasked with coming up with answers to questions. And as we don't have a lot of engineering staff lying around ready to answer those questions, we have a proposal from Rupert Milkey to represent the Waterworks Commission and help us answer questions that may arise during negotiations or discussions.
Governor Walker said he expects the company to announce a location once lawmakers pass the incentives bill about mid-September and final contract negotiations are concluded. Business and property owners along Eaton Lane from Rapids Drive to the cul-de-sac in Racine all told the Public Works and Services Committee in a petition they do not want their street resurfaced in 2018, as recommended months ago and approved by the Common Council. It's one of two border projects the city was planning to do with Mount Pleasant. Engineer John Rooney explaining this street has been put off about four times in his 17 years on the job.
The big problem with doing a project like this is you need a dance partner. And we haven't had one with Mount Pleasant recently, because we're certainly not going to pave half a roadway, and they're not going to pave half a roadway either.
Alderman Sandy Widener said the property owner cited the assessment cost and the fact it's not a thoroughfare. The committee ended up unanimously supporting a motion to rescind previous council approval to resurface Eaton Lane next year, something the full council will have to decide next week. A man was seriously injured yesterday evening when he jumped off the Highway C overpass after crashing his car during a high-speed chase on I-94 involving a Kenosha County Sheriff's deputy. The deputy attempted to stop the car for having an invalid temporary registration. The car sped off, the chase reaching 100 miles per hour before the driver lost control and struck the median. The 24-year-old driver ran from the car and jumped off the overpass, falling about 25 feet to the pavement below. He was airlifted to Frederick Hospital by Flight for Life for treatment of severe injuries. An 18-year-old passenger in the car suffered less serious injuries in the crash. Another vehicle was struck during the incident. The driver is facing charges that include operating while intoxicated, hit and run causing injury, and fleeing police. The investigation continues, and the names of those involved have not been released. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department, with help from the FBI, is after those responsible for a triple homicide at the Great Lakes Dragaway the evening of August 13th. While members of a Kenosha clergy group sought peace and a reduction in gun violence during a prayer vigil last night.
Let us pledge to seek peace as best we are able. Let us pledge that the lives of David Watson, Khalid Howard, and Derek Edwards will not be in vain. We give thanks to God for their lives. We pledge that we will live lives that honor all and not perpetuate violence.
Meanwhile, the FBI is offering a $25,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the gunman, the agency part of a task force looking into what happened as a gang-related crime. S.C. Johnson invites the public to join exclusive tours of the new Frank Lloyd Wright exhibit and other attractions connected to the famed architect at its global headquarters in Racine free of charge between September 16th and January 7th. The family company will partner with the Chicago Architecture Biennial to offer free bus tours from downtown in the Windy City. One major feature will be On the Wright Trail, the latest installment in the S.C. Johnson Gallery geared at Frank Lloyd Wright. S.C. Johnson will offer 90-minute tours Thursday through Sunday with registration required. You can Google reservations.scjohnson.com. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.